for a word in season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
It's a glorious day in Christ Jesus. This is Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. God bless you and good morning to you and all yours in Jesus' name. Child of God, do you know that heaven is real? And hell is of course real too. Do you think of heaven? Do you think of making heaven? Do you think about what qualifies a person to make heaven? Do you not remember that it is written, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth? Child of God, are you ready to make heaven? Is your mind, your focus, your thinking aligned with heaven or earth? God is always speaking to us, but so many are unwilling to listen. Child of God, we take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. I read from the New Living Translation. Bible says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Hallelujah. Child of God, the things of the earth are temporary and vanity, fading away with time. But the things of heaven are eternal and stand the test of time. Thinking about heaven affects your behavior, affects your consciousness, affects your character. This means we must end those parts of ourselves which are earthly, fleshy, and of course, sinful. Focusing on heaven motivates us to live pure lives. In living pure, the example we follow is Christ Jesus. How did Jesus walk? That is a question we need to ask ourselves. He desired to please the Father, so he obeyed, living a holy life. Child of God, he wants us to live as he lived, in obedience to the Father. That is what it means to be conscious of heaven. We must be one with God, doing what he says we should do. 100% obedience, not 99% obedience. Holiness is an essential ingredient. Without holiness, no one can see God. Without holiness, heaven is impossible. God's holy standard for our lives is to avoid immorality, impurity, evil desire, greed, and lustful passion. We are to live a holy life that is motivated from a desire to please God. In the process of seeking to please him, we will want to avoid things that are not holy. We should desire to be holy because we want to and not because we have to. Child of God, keep seeking the things above and to set your minds on the things above. One who desires to know God and to be like our holy God will seek the things that are above, Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Child of God, our thoughts will be occupied with a desire to know God and heaven, which is our future home. We want to see him face to face, have an eternal relationship with him, and to please him with our lives. Hear me, the ways of heaven and earth are opposed to each other. You cannot achieve a heavenly mindset while persisting in your earthly ways. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. Child of God, you must learn to give thanks to God always. Trust God totally. Look up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, as you keep pressing on. Child of God, I want you to say this before we go ahead in prayer. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins and trespasses. Help me to live a true Christian life. Help me to focus on heaven. Help me, Lord, to depend on the Holy Spirit. Help me to be ready when you call. Help me, Lord, to honor you all the days of my life. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Child of God, now I pray with you. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord will radiate his light upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the glory of the Almighty God will exercise dominion over your life. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of God will be resident in your life. You will have a reason to testify. Shame will not be your lot. Disgrace will not know your address. The devil will not write the last chapter of your life. The journey of your destiny will not be wasted. You will not end up in shame. Demons will not celebrate you. Angels will celebrate you. I command every form of shame, every form of sickness, every form of disease, every form of infirmity around you tormenting your joy, let them dry up and be destroyed forever in Jesus' name. May God look at you and say, this is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter in whom I am well pleased. As you go out today, the glory of God overshadow you. The glory of God supervise your lifting. Greatness, success, goodness are all yours today. I celebrate you today in Jesus' name. Amen. And congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries today. It's your season and your season of unprecedented blessings. We celebrate you, we congratulate you, and we declare in unity of faith that the joy of the Holy Spirit will continually overshadow you. You are for signs, you are for wonders. Abundance of blessings are yours today in Jesus' name. God bless you so much for all that you do to keep the podcast going on a daily basis. A very big thank you to those who are rebroadcasting the daily podcast messages. As you do so, you are fulfilling vision and scripture of taking the gospel all around the world. Many more are being blessed because of your good effort. God bless you in Jesus' name. I also thank those who foot the bills of the podcast in their special way to sustain the podcast across many platforms. God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. God bless you as you launch out today. Have a successful and a wonderful day. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.